and welcome to another episode of What Happens Podcast. It's been so long that I forgot how to do this. And my name is Greaves, and I'm joined by Char. Char missed the previous episode. It was one of my favorites, not because you were gone, but because we had Leonard for the first/second time ever.
1.5.
Sorry?
For the 1.5 time.
For the 1.5, yeah. As we mentioned, we didn't really release that episode, so. And it's sad because we had tracks on it, but I was kind of trash, and Char was kind of just quiet, and we were like just listening to that, and we were like,
"Wait,
this
I have
is
a question.
Kind of a shitty fucking episode. Like, let's not release this because it was very much like you'll get to ask a question. I just need to explain why we keep referencing this. It was four of us." And it was so flat, and it was so, like, nobody wanted to talk, really. It was like, what do you think is going to happen? And what do you think is going to happen? So.
Question. Was I, like, quiet or school shooter quiet?
I'm not understanding that reference.
Oh. For the Americans in the audience, which is just me, was I quiet or school shooter quiet? I'll leave it up to chat.
Nah, it's like I don't think you said anything for like half an hour, which is usually when we talk to Wayne, it's fine. But like when we're talking to our friend, it's kind of like nobody had anything to say. Like we recorded an episode where Jose got fired.
Bold of you to assume that Trax is my friend. He's my bestie.
Shout out to Trax. Speaking of besties, shout out to Alexa who is out there in Italy or something. Yeah. So, how you been? Where have you been? What have you been doing? Why did you abandon us? And will you ever show up again?
Why did I abandon? I never truly abandoned. I've been busy with work and family and personal life. And I will never abandon myself again.
And I will never abandon Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's is trash.
No, it's not. It's pretty good. They have this new thing called Dolce Delish, and it's only caramel, and it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I had Haagen-Dazs Dolce Leche, and it was pretty good, but I have a whole jar of Dolce Leche in my fridge. Just the Dolce Leche, not even ice cream, so I've been putting that shit with everything.
Hang on a minute. I'll get it to Google. So let me ask you this. Do you want to talk about Roma or do you want to talk about the upcoming NBA draft, both of which are completely trash?
Well, I forget where I left off with Roma. I think last time we talked about Roma, it was what? We beat Milan.
It's been so long that Roma became mediocre and then became trash by the time the two fucking came back. So, maybe.
Yeah, they're two and two in the league since I've been absent. I just went out for a pack of cigarettes. I came back though, unlike my dad.
What do you mean? You saw your dad yet today?
I did. He came back from getting cigarettes.
Ah, that whole spiel. Yeah, we've been eliminated from,
So we're 2-2 in the league, we beat Milan in the quarters, lost to Neverlusen in the semis, and yeah, that was it. Where do you think it all went wrong? Because it's been I knew that was coming. Who do you have a bigger hate boner for right now, Cristante or Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown had a really good game, so...
Hold on a minute. I can't complain. Did you just say something positive about Jaylen Brown?
Well, all he did was drive to the basket, and like he shot 1-3 and he hit it, and then he just attacked the rim. Actually, two good games. No, the previous game he didn't really play much because Horford was fire, but the game before that... The 1-4-3-1. I mean, if you remember, Tommy Heinsohn just going, get to the basket. And that's what Jaylen Brown was doing. And I don't know. Can't blame him. Where it went wrong. We're sitting sixth right now, 1 point ahead of Lazio, and we got a game in, I don't fucking know what day it is, so we got a game at some
Sunday.
Point. Today's Sunday?
Today is Thursday. Oh. We will have a game on Sunday.
Against somebody who is not Atalanta anymore. So yeah, I don't know, I kind of stopped paying attention.
Against the Salami Bros in Genoa.
Salami Bros in Genoa.
Genoa Salami.
yeah, where it all went wrong. We were eliminated from Europa League, and we had a rough stretch of games where we managed to beat absolutely nobody. We did beat Milan, which is nice, but...
That was in the Europa League, though.
They were kind of at half strength, like not really. They were playing kind of their top 11, not really, but they weren't even really kind of playing that well. I don't know. It's weird. I think Milan are just happy to be in the Champions League. They just kind of don't care anymore. They kind of gave up because they know that Pioli won't be there anymore. And now there's talks of... what's his name? What's the guy who took over Bayern Munich after Tuchel was fired?
Nagelsmann?
Hansi Flick. There's talks of him going to Milan, and apparently it's just made up rumor by one dude on our soccer. But it's spreading like wildfire through Twitter. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Milan kind of... I'm not diminishing Roma's achievement. Like, fucking amazing. Finally beat somebody from top six in Italy, but it wasn't really in Italy.
It was in Europe. We'll find out if they can do that on May 31st.
Where it went wrong...
Oh, wait, is that even in the league? I think that's Perth.
I think it's a friendly.
Yeah, that's a friendly in Australia. Never mind.
Both teams are just going to show up and be like, please, just let's not foul each other anymore. I'm sick and tired of this. Please, let's just meet up in November again. Like, let's be friends and shit. Let's go for a shoey. Shout out to Australia. Yeah, where it all went wrong. De Rossi fucked up. De Rossi just completely fucking fucked up. He did exact same thing as Jose did. And I feel like people don't really want to hear this because De Rossi is a darling and whatever. Like, you know, he's learning. It's fine. Maybe he panicked. We played, like, what? 7 games in 15 days or something ridiculously stupid like that? Like, it was a Roma game every 3 days. He never rotated anyone from the midfield or defense. We just... Mancini, Indica, and... right backs don't count. We have like a -1 on right back, so it doesn't really matter who plays there. Left back, it was like Angelino and Spinazzola playing together. Spinazzola gets injured. That's all you can say. Up front, it doesn't fucking matter who plays. Midfield was midfield. It's Paredes, Cristante, Pellegrini. It doesn't work, hasn't worked. And Cristante, Pellegrini, insert name. Hasn't worked for 6 years. De Rossi kept doing it, kept repeating it, kept running it, kept giving small, tiny chances to Bove and João Costa. Didn't play Aouar, played Sanchez for like 5 minutes or something, a month ago? Stuck to the same tactic, same strategy, same everything. Like, he came into Roma, got amazing, fucking changing strategies and personnel every fucking game. And then he was like, I'm going to just stick with the best I can and the best we have to offer and just hope that it changes from one game to another. Bro, definition of insanity, come on. Everyone knows it. Everyone just fucking spams it. Even Chiesa people are fucking giving up on De Rossi, which is like a month. So yeah, that's where it all went wrong. He just tried his best and his best was his worst. I don't know.
The only thing I don't like about the De Rossi era right now is he's just proving the Mourinho stands correct. Because we are exactly where we were last year. And it's really annoying to listen to those. I told you we'd be better under Mourinho. We'd be about the same, if not worse.
Well, we were worse with Mourinho. We weren't beating the small teams. That's the difference. Where De Rossi felt more... secure and capable of rotating and inventing new tactics and strategies how to beat teams. But Bologna outclassed us, Atlanta outclassed us, Leverkusen played their basically B squad and they outclassed us. We had a two, like the last, what, three or four Roma goals are from penalties. So I don't know. We there is not much for us to do in the. And there is not much to see anymore in these games, is what I'm saying. So I don't know. It's gotten bad. Well, yeah, as you said, like he's just proving Jose right at this point. I don't know. As a midfielder, you're supposed to understand that midfield is, you know, connecting tissue between defense and attack. And if, like, for guys who watch, for example, on our soccer game threads, there's like a bunch of non-Serie A players asking the same question of if Roma's midfield is not connecting attack, not helping attack, and not helping defense, what exactly are they doing? Because Roma's game plan is to lob balls from defense to Lukaku. So, like, why do you have three midfielders on if you're not using the midfield? Like, what are they doing? There was a GIF I tried to make. I failed. It's from the Atalanta game where we're down one goal and Dika has the ball. He passes to Cristante or Paredes. Paredes passes back. So at the moment Paredes passes back, Cristante runs back behind Ndika, and Pellegrini runs into position between three or four Atalanta players. And like Ndika looks around, and he's like, "Hang on, I have nobody to pass the ball to." And he like turns around and is like, "I guess I'm passing to this guy standing behind me." Like, why is Cristante standing behind Ndika? And then he takes the ball and passes it to Paredes. It's like, wow. It's been 25 seconds and we have gone from just in front of our box to just in front of our box. Amazing progress. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how De Rossi doesn't like drill them with something. It's been four months. I don't know how they don't drill something. How he doesn't use Aouar for something. How he doesn't get Sanchez to like play 15 minutes of something or whatever. Bove. But, like, fucking play youth. If nobody can carry the ball forward, if nobody can pass the ball, play youth. Tell them, hey, João Costa, stand there and receive the ball. When you do, pass it forward. I don't know.
I feel like playing youth would be a good idea because of... what was it? I thought we had a discussion about this a couple months ago about how Pinto had set up this thing for the youth players to get accustomed to playing for the first team, have like media mm-hmm. personalities and, you know, people to help with the media training and all that to get them up to first team level because these
understanding
players,
the first team strategies and understanding the pressure and dealing with like proper regimes of food and balancing the private life and professional life, like all that stuff. Yeah.
Right. So I feel like it would be good because I feel like Champions League is pretty much out of the picture at this point. It's now Europa League. So just play the youth and let them get accustomed. Let their stock rise a little bit because we still have a little bit of Plus Valenza to make up. I don't know, since I haven't really been paying attention to the news, I've seen numbers anywhere between 10 to 50 million, probably in the middle, so we'll go with 80. But yeah, I feel like just let the youth play, so that way we can kind of try and keep some of the players, and I know you're going to be like, blow everything up, except keep like one player, and that's Miles Vilar, and I would agree, but... Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
When I saw Evan Ndika play, my heart stopped a little bit because that was a beautiful man. And then the match was postponed.
So, all right, I'm going to read you a comment that I kind of skimmed over because I'm pretty much like I know what it's trying to say, so I didn't really read it, but I can't explain it properly, so I'll have to read the whole thing.
Doc Rivers is a good coach and y'all are misunderstood.
It's from a guy called Mango. Just kidding. It's coming from a guy called The Romanista Abroad. He's from Chiesa di Totti, or his comment is there. He's from the country called Chiesa di Totti. So he was quoting somebody, says, "It's clear Dani had us punching above our weight until we had to rely on our depth that doesn't exist. But the clear truth is that we lack the key players in depth to even deserve playing in Champions League. And it would be a dumb heartbreak to have to watch us struggle against teams that actually belong there. Let's be honest, even if we made CL, with this team, it was only a matter of time before we get dropped down into the Europa League anyway. And before I continue, this wasn't him saying that. It was just him quoting it. So this is where something where I absolutely agreed with prior to this. Because I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do a Juventus. Let's fucking get eliminated from Europe for 1 year. And let's just take the loss. Let's just take the fucking loss. Let's not play Europe. Let's try to secure the best possible position in Serie A and build on top of that. But I don't know. I don't want to play Champions League because we would get embarrassed. This team does not deserve Champions League. And if we got the money, we would use that money to bring in like two or three reinforcements, and they would be like a striker and then a right back and whatever. If we miss out on Champions League, it means no money. It means the team is way too expensive to be playing in Europa League once again. So we need to cut our losses. And I'm hoping that we would just revamp the entire fucking team. Like, literally keep Sviller, keep Ndika, and then just sell everybody else. Because Mancini is too expensive for us right now. He's on like 8 or 9 million net, not net, the gross. Pellegrini, I think, costs like 11 million gross. Cristante costs like 6 or 7 or something like that. Smalling is like expensive. Tammy's expensive. Dybala is, I don't know, 9 million gross. Lukaku is 7 plus bonuses, which he gets from just playing, I think. So, yeah, it's an extremely expensive squad for no reason. Like, Rick Karstrup isn't 4 million gross. Like, there is 4 Atalanta fullbacks who all combined don't make 4 million gross. So, yeah, I don't know. I really want the whole squad to be revamped. That was my thinking, at least. So, let's see what this Romanista broad says. And I'm bringing him up because he's really good with the finances and understanding exactly what's going on and all these intricacies with UEFA and their actual financial predictions and reports and Roma's business. Like, this dude explains it really well. So he says, under the new Champions League format for next year, I absolutely want Roma to make the Champions League. Nobody drops down to the lower competitions starting next year. I don't care if Roma don't have depth to play in the Champions League. The club is desperate for the additional revenue just making the new league phase would bring. If Roma somehow make the Champions League, they make twice the money they could bring. They could by winning the whole Europa League. So, like, if we make Champions League, we may already make twice the money that we get from winning Europa League. Just by playing the 8 matches in the league phase, there is an additional home match, meaning another 5 million of each match day revenue, which we would, you know, give out to Kony because we rent the stadium from them. Plus the contract kickers and additional sponsorships that would come by being in the Champions League and having more global exposure. The European campaign is effectively done in January/February, since maybe they make round of 16 or maybe not. But they don't get past that. Roma then can concentrate on the run-in for Serie A to make top 4 and get Champions League again the following year. So I'd much rather Roma flounder the Champions League and have more money to improve the team than languish in Europa or the Conference League and maybe make a semi-final every year, but fall out of top 4 contention year over year. Which unfortunately... sorry. Which unfortunately makes a lot of fucking sense. So, I don't know. I just don't want Roma to go into the Champions League and just be like, yeah, this team is fine, let's try it again, let's run it again. Like, I can't fucking handle this same shit for 7th year in a row, and I feel like a lot of people are feeling this way. At this point, it doesn't matter if they get into the Champions League or not, that they can say, oh yeah, look, Cristante, Pellegrini and Mancini finally got into the Champions League. No. Restart. We need a restart. This is horrible. This is fucking horrible. This is unwatchable. This team is not growing. They're no longer 23-year-olds. They're fucking 30-year-olds now. It's not changing. Not even 30. They're actually younger, but yeah. So yeah. What do you think? Are you going to change your statement from earlier?
No. I don't like changing statements. I'm going to stick with my original statement, and I'm going to double down on my original statement. So,
You're going to die on this hill.
I will die on a hill. I'm a millennial. I'm always supposed to feel like I'm dying on the inside.
Wait, are you? Yeah, you are.
Barely. Ever. Like, depending on who you talk to. Like, either millennial, Gen Z, I'm right at the cusp.
So all right, let me ask you. Did you actually watch the games, or are you joining the ranks of Mangos who doesn't watch the games but comments in Roma? Or what's your status? Did you watch Bayer?
I did watch Bayer. I have watched several of the matches, not all of them, but it's mostly been a little, like, it's been frustrating because I feel like there's been a decent amount of injuries and precautions being taken. So it is what it is. Lack of depth has bit us in the ass again. Nothing we really could do about it. I'm proud that the...
Like, Auer and Sanchez were, or at least Auer and Bove, were getting playtime, and then just De Rossi decides to never play them again. Like, is that a lack of depth?
Maybe he just did. Maybe they just didn't fit into his style of play.
But, like, we had so many... We had, like, 2 or 3 weeks of constant games in, like, midweek. Why? Why did you play almost exact same 11 every single time?
Maybe that's just the 11 he felt comfortable with. Speaking of playing games every midweek or whatever like that, I saw a statistic or something that... what was it? I can't dig it up, and I forget where I saw it, but it was something along the lines of... I think it was Fiorentina and Atalanta have a game that's currently postponed indefinitely, and it will not get played or something like that. Yet Roma Udinese gets pushed to be played immediately while we're trying to do a European competition. It's like, why do they get preferable treatment and we don't?
I'm glad you bring that up because I completely forgot about that. Here's why. Basically, the rules say that the game, if postponed or if abandoned, has to be replayed or continued within 2 weeks. So a team can ask for a delay or postponement. I don't know if that's the word, but you don't ask the league. You ask make a proposition, and then teams have to vote on it. 16 teams had nothing against it. Empoli, was it Sassuolo? I think Empoli, Sassuolo, and Atalanta voted against. And one team is enough to vote against for it to not go through. This is 3 teams that didn't allow us to postpone our game. Which is weird that Atalanta voted against it. But yeah, I mean, they could have played a much fresher game, but, they won, so who cares? Wait, we lost Atalanta, right? I forgot the result.
Yeah.
Did we lose that? Yeah, we lost Atalanta, fuck.
We did, 2-1.
Yeah, okay, I thought, like, for a moment that we drew, but not we lost.
No,
it was very quick, 2-0, and then... We couldn't connect.
And then we got a what's the word I'm looking for?
A free goal.
A penalty. But it was a special kind. Like a, what's the... it starts with a con. Consolation penalty. There we go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Lazio is 1 point behind us. We are, I don't know, I feel like we are going to finish 7th. They're in a really good form. They've won 4 out of the last 5 games, and their one draw is against Monza, who are kind of good. The next game is against Inter, but Inter kind of already won the title. Kind of.
By kind of, you mean they did.
They already celebrated and all that shit, so who gives a fuck?
It's over.
Fiorentina are 2 points ahead of Napoli for 8th, which is Conference League spot. And it's funny because they're about to win Conference League and then they might not even qualify for next year. Wait, are they good? Wait, who's playing in the final? Fuck, man, I'm so unprepared for this. God damn.
Europa League final?
It's Fiorentina.
Oh, it's Fiorentina Olympiacos in the
Conference God, and it's League. Being played in Athens. Fuck.
Go to Athens.
There's going to be dead Italians, man. There's going to be some dead fucking Florentians.
Fiorentinians. Fiorentinians.
That sounds racist. Fiorentinians.
Spinach Fiorentine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So, all right. We got some bunch of news. Most of it is made up, but let's get to it anyway. Before we do, let's just brush up on, or let's just not brush up, what do you call it? Take a look back at some of our results. Anything to take away from the Atalanta game, except that we suck and we were tired or whatever, except that we lost.
We suck and we're tired.
And we only get penalties, which, you know, again, it's not Lukaku or Tammy's or Azmoun's problem. It's more of an issue of not having anyone to distribute the ball to them or support them. And, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Bayer games were also kind of the same thing. We just played our game that was not three at the back, but worse than that. And whatever. That's my comments. I don't know, man. We haven't scored a proper goal in a long time. It's just been fucking bad, botched attempts or last minute headers or gifts from defenses or shit like that. I don't know. It doesn't feel like we've had a proper goal in a while. Like, I think Dybala against Milan was a good goal. And even that was like, okay, we're just relying on individual brilliance. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like there is not that much to say anymore. It's like it's just been 4 or 5 of the exact same game. Roma kind of getting dominated the exact same way with same issues and everything. And Strelac. Strelac is, you know, he made a mistake. He made a fucking mistake. Yeah. Can you believe it?
For once, I can believe that Strelac made a mistake. It's very rare, but he's still young, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still better than Rui, but that's not hard to do.
I don't know. I still blame Smalling for that because I'm not sure why he's pushing into the goalkeeper's path. You're just confusing him that way. But I think, like, obviously, Swiller made a mistake. I like to find roots and causes for shit. Smalling came on and immediately defended a corner by pretending the goalkeeper is just not there. Smalling hasn't played much, and Swiller hasn't played much with him, so they don't really know what he's like. He doesn't probably know that Svilar likes to, you know, control his own box. Unlike Rui, who would just stay on the goal line forever and get lobbed somehow. Yeah, I don't know. That's all, really. Like, what do you do? It's not something that's going to happen very often. And if it does, well, it can be worked out. Just some chemistry between the defenders. I like how people are saying, like, oh, he completely whiffed on the ball. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think Svilar, of all people, fucking missed catching a ball. Like, that's his job. It's what he does a million times a day. Like, it's just no. But, yeah.
I said, I don't know. I'm no professional goalkeeper or anything like that, but I've been playing pickup recently.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Are you going to complain about it?
No. Just going for corners and stuff. Sometimes you just whiff, and next thing you know, you have an own goal because the person guarding the back post after you told them not to is like, I'm going to head it away. No, I don't want you to head it away. I just want
Patrick, you fucking
leave
shit.
It alone. I just want you to leave it alone, please. It's not difficult.
Is his name Patrick?
No, I think this guy's... I forget. Michael? I think his name's Aaron.
Ah, disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you be named Aaron? What is wrong with you, man?
You down fucked up, Aaron!
Yeah, I was watching this video a couple days ago. It's one of those things that, like, you just come back to after a while, and you just fucking cry.
It's either Aaron or Austin. I forget either one. I feel like Austin's a dumber name. But anyway, Austin Reeves.
That's a name I haven't heard in a minute. Yeah. So you don't want people to do something on the back post and then they
screw you over
and you concede. What was it?
I'm like. Oh no, we were winning. Except yesterday, I was sick, because so I didn't do it. No, I flipped out on him, and people were like, "Don't flip out on him." I'm like, "I don't want him anywhere near defense." So they put him on offense, so he's out of my way. Felt good. Well, I'm like, I don't mean to be an asshole, but like, you're not doing. I'm asking you to do stuff to make my job easier, and it involves guarding their best player. So please. Right. I'm not asking you to be Sergio Ramos or anything, but please just try and stay on him. And being 5 feet away is better than what you were doing by standing right next to me and asking me how it's going. I paid $100 to play. I'm not here to make friends, per se.
And that folks, is what it sounds like when Char opens up. So how do you feel about that?
Well, honestly, it's very aggravating. But anyway, we're here to talk about Roma, which is also aggravating and also like therapy.
We're here to talk about... Oh, fuck, I forgot his name. Gisolfi. Florian?
Oh, the new sporting director?
What's his name? Is it Florian Gisolfi?
Jeff Bezos. Let me take a look. I feel like there is new information somewhere. Probably not.
Don't go to our soccer and talk trash about Juve, folks. You get downvoted to hell.
I can't find it. All that's being dominated is talking about Leverkusen.
Fuck. I can't remember the name.
It's not important.
So we are Florent Gisolfi. So apparently we've already signed him, and Roma Press is announcing it. So whatever, fucking Roma Press. Who gives a shit what they say? It's not like they have any information until Roma publishes it on their website. Nothing's really done, but it looks like it's done. Then again, it's the Friedkins. Like, you never know. They work very, very quietly. So, Gisolfi, he's the director of sport from Nice, depending on what part of the world you're from. And yeah. So, what do you think about him? I'm pretty sure you have really, really strong opinions.
Well, I don't follow league, so I wouldn't know anything. I'm not well versed in other leagues, let alone Serie A. I only really follow Roma. So
he builds mainly from like what I've found so far and what people have found so far. Actually, what I've accumulated from people who have discovered information. Nice is fifth right now, I think, in the French league, and they're like 10th.
54 points.
Or something.
What?
And their value is like 10th, so like they're punching above their weight with young talent. And I don't know. They just lost to PSG 1-2 at home. Yeah, they're fifth, so. I don't know, man. It sounds like he's good at building young squads and finding talent and whatever that you can find a little later sell for higher value. Which, of course, means nothing if you don't have a fucking coach to develop them. But, you know, you explain that to people. So, I don't think this is what he's brought in for. I think Friedkins need somebody who will manage the financials, because Pinto didn't quit because he was tired of football or because he was tired of Roma. Pinto quit because he was tired of dealing with FFP and just focusing so much on the financial aspect of the club. So, yeah. They brought in Lina Suluku to deal with revenues and finances of the club. Pinto's job was more on the footballing side and the finances of that. Which, you know, obviously is exhausting because of the FFP restrictions and because you need, like, Roma was never in a position where we're like, aha, this is the steps to the solution. It was more like, this is the steps of how we can minimize the amount of rules we're about to break that UEFA just imposed on us. And yeah, we're just going to get sanctioned, just going to pick your poison. So yeah, it's kind of awful. I don't assume it's fun for Pinto to call UEFA and just be like listening to all the sanctions that he will have to tell the Friedkins. And his work being questioned all the time. Yeah, I don't know. I think this guy is just basically for that part. I don't know. Maybe he's a financial savant or whatever. He still has Josef Antos, the Roma scout that we poached from Leicester. We'll be working with him. And yeah. I don't know what to expect. What do you expect?
I expect Roma to be in sixth.
What? As long as we're not relegated, right? What do you want to see?
I don't really have any expectations. I just haven't had any expectations for forever. Kind of just the same, I guess.
You want, like, the exact same things to happen. That's what you want.
There really is no. There really is nothing to do.
Really, you can always go different. Like, you can try to bring in more players. You can try to poach from Saudi Arabia players who, like, are tired of living in sand and money. Or you can try to do more of what Sabatini did and try to bring in, like, great players. Or you can just focus on renovating the midfield, or you can focus on renovating the attack, or just, like, you know, special. Like, there is nothing to do. What do you mean?
I feel like there's nothing really to do. It's just whatever, and we're still under FFP. We're not getting out of that.
Why does everybody keep saying
shut up for a second?
We're under FFP for fucking an annual fucking expenditures, whatever. We can sell players and then buy players for the exact same amount of money. That's not a problem. If you sell players, you can bring in other players. If you sell Pellegrini for 20 million, you can bring 17 children from Africa for half of that money if you want.
The children from Africa probably would perform better.
Yes. Like, we are not strapped for cash. We are not a poor club. We are not fucking completely broke. We just cannot spend more than we have. That's it. It's really easy to build a team for Roma because we're limited for like 130 million euros that we can pay out annually, including amortization, which is the if you give someone a 5-year contract, you divide it by five and then divide by their annual or their total salary by five. So you make it an annual cost of the player, like transfer cost and signing fee and salary for 1 year. That cannot exceed 130 or 120 million, I forgot. That is a lot of fucking money to fill in with that. Like, you can build a championship team from that. Title team, not championship, as in English second league. And you want nothing? You want no changes?
No changes. Zero. Just stay the same. Everything's fine. There is no war in Bossing Se.
What if we just cloned Cristante and brought another Cristante to the team? Would you be okay with that?
That would be changing stuff now, wouldn't it? Because there would be two Cristantes. So, of course, I would have a problem with that. No, one Cristante is enough. We don't need multiple Cristantes. No, just keep everything the same. Everything is fine. There is no problem.
You know, you said something earlier that I really liked, that we should just keep everybody, that we should just get rid of everybody except Tzviler, and that's exactly what I've been saying on multiple...
Get rid of everybody, and nothing changes.
No, but like, if you get rid of everybody and change the entire fucking roster and we finish sixth, then we can know that we have something to build with. There is nothing to build with this squad. We brought a team that had fucking Belotti and Tammy Abraham starting. We brought Dybala and then we brought Lukaku and we finished the exact same position. Like, you cannot build on that. What more is there to do? To bring in fucking Sergio Ramos out of retirement? To bring Messi? Like, do what?
Meh. I don't know. You know, it would be really fun to play around with you and see you build a team with what we have and see how that goes.
That sounds sexy.
Just have you be the DM and see how you do.
You know, shout out to John Lennon for apparently being gay and being the reason why the Beatles broke up. Everyone thought that Paul McCartney spoke in metaphors when he kept saying that the Beatles got a divorce, but apparently it was just true. So, you know, maybe he was gay and just refused to admit because his wife was loaded. So, you know, like, it's fucking weird. Nah, what there's
the Beatles have to do with anything with Roma?
I'm kind of exaggerating. Because we are kind of like the Beatles. We started off gloriously with Rajan Angulan and Kevin Strootman and De Rossi and Alisson and Jacko and Sean Jesus. And now we're kind of fucked up and dying, everyone on their side of the world, and kind of rotting, and we don't even belong to Paul McCartney and John Lennon anymore. It just all belongs to Michael Jackson's estate.
you completely lost me, and yeah.
I don't know, dude. Both stories are sad. I just want everybody to fucking leave Rome. I'm so done with this team. It's come to a point where, like...
Then you stop watching.
Care. No. Wait, what?
You stop watching. Just go follow the box score if it's so bad.
You don't even watch the games anymore.
I said I watched the games.
Yeah.
Nah, the only games I haven't watched recently is the Boston Celtics because they play at night and I'm working.
Evening.
Whatever. I don't know. Seriously, they play later than I am capable of watching them.
If they want to, like, the most realistic thing that I want to see from this God, this is going to bother to learn. Florian Gasol. Whatever, guy.
GS.
Thank you. Which is my initials, by the way. Well.
Dipshit.
You're fired. Oh, wait. Can you first pay the subscription for the RSS and then you're
already
fired?
Already paid it.
Fuck. Okay, wait. No, you're fired.
Fine, I take all my money back. I'll be sending you an itemized expense bill.
So there is rumors, of course, that another French name I forgot. Oh, Kefren Thiram, son of Lilian Thiram, and brother of, well, the other Thiram, the one who plays for Inter. I forgot his fucking name. What is happening with me, dude? He has a midfielder who is like as tall as Tammy, I think, 6'4", 6'3", 6'4", and he's supposedly coming from Nice to Roma as well. And yeah, there's rumors that John Solana wrote about. Pretty sure that it's probably still kind of out there for debate. Much like, you know, all the rumors right now. I'm not sure where they're fucking getting these rumors from, because up to like a few days ago, Roma didn't even have a DS. And I'm pretty sure that he's not a DS yet officially, so he cannot work yet. Because you guys remember the fucking Gianluca Petracchi incident where he was working for Roma 2 weeks before his appointment started, and then Roma got fucking fined and penalized and went to court and all that shit. Yeah, we cannot do that. It's one thing if, like, fucking Serie A solves a problem internally. Do you know how horrible it would be if he was working for a fucking different team from a different country? UEFA would ban us for a year or seven. So, yeah, I don't know where these rumors are coming from about transfers, but it makes sense that Roma is looking for midfielders. He's apparently a really good one. Comes cheap. His contract
is... Apparently, Aouar is going away.
Yeah, again, fucking, I don't want to buy into these stories and news and shit because it's not coming from anybody. It's being made up completely. Who is leaking this? Do you think the Friedkins are just like calling press and saying, hey, man, we're kind of thinking about releasing Hussein Aouar. Don't tell anybody. Wait, who's this? Oh, you work from Corriere Sport? Oh, all right. Well, talk to you later. No, it's fucking whatever. But again, it's realistic that we want to get rid of him, so who cares, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I can see the whole team getting revamped, but there's a bunch of rumors about Roma looking into midfielders nowadays, so whatever. I feel like we're gonna see a really, really different team next season.
Well, it'll probably happen.
How much faith do you have from 1 to 10 in De Rossi that he's the right man going forward?
Well, since he's gone like 2-2 and 2, like, my expectations have kind of mellowed out. I don't know how much of it's on him per se, or how much of it is on, like, other factors like injuries or whatnot, but,
yeah,
they definitely have tempered out. We kind of were expecting this anyway, so...
If you read between the lines of Filippo Biafra's Twitter, every time somebody, like, every time he says somebody's out, people ask him in replies about other information, and he, like, responds. There has been a virus or a viral infection, like, spreading through Roma's squad. So, like, Sanchez caught it, and then Renato guy. Pietro Bor, Aouar had it, I think, and was it Bove? And then maybe Kars or Porcelic, I forgot. So, yeah, apparently on top of everything that we're going, like, we might be talking trash, or I might be talking trash about De Rossi for starting the same players, but what if, like, literally everybody else was out fucking ill and sick and wheezing? So, sneezing, whatever. Wheezing. Speaking of fucking wheezing, fucking Cristante got subbed out for the first time in 27 years. Got subbed out at like 87th minute, and then he went to the bench and he was fucking laughing while talking to people while Roma was down. People were fucking pissed. People were so pissed with that. Like, and I mean, rightfully so. What is funny about Roma losing yet another game, losing to a direct fucking rival? Like, seriously? Whatever, man. Whatever. My hatred for this guy is just... It's peaking, okay? It's boiling. But yeah, as you say, I don't know what's going on with De Rossi. So what's your verdict, 1 to 10?
I think it's a 7.
That he should be fired?
No, that he should stay. Like, obvious.
Okay.
Dude, who are we gonna get if he's fired?
Quality. Thiago Motta is going to Juventus. Dude, Juventus are thinking of firing Allegri one day after he won them the Coppa Italia.
Yeah, but that's like par for the course for a Juve or a Bayern. They're like, let's get rid of, like, Thomas Tuchel. Or whatever.
Oh, dude, that is so good. Every single day you open our soccer is hoping to find more news about Bayern looking for a coach. And then you do. And it's always like, this dude has rejected Bayern. This dude you've never heard of has rejected Bayern Munich. Ralf Rangnick has fucking rejected Bayern Munich. Like,
no, my favorite transfer news in the last couple of weeks is Graham Potter rejected Ajax.
Why?
Is like, favorite news? Because I just thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of... I think they've agreed to sign some Italian coach, I think. Which is like, yeah. Why? Is there a shortage of great football masterminds in the Netherlands? Like, pick up any fucking guy in the street and be like, you want to be a coach? And he's like, hell yeah. I've been training for this my entire life.
Yeah, I think, like, Italian coaches have been doing pretty well this season, so. Because who we have? We have, like, Gasperini in the final. We went up against De Zerbi.
Yeah.
Huh?
Italiano, Fiorentina's coach.
Yeah. Ancelotti is back in a final.
Ancelotti.
Yeah, so we're doing pretty good. Italy's doing pretty good. I don't know why we. I'm definitely not Italian. So.
What do you mean? Your last name is just pure Italian, dude. Oh, I just realized we kind of have very similar last names. We're very similar initials, not last names.
Yes,
so
yes, in DC.
DC.
Director of sport and director of culture.
Thiago Motta is director of culture. Thiago Motta is half Italian, half Brazilian. Or like he has dual citizenship. What am I talking about? So he's Italian as well, I guess. I mean,
and I have dual pistols. So your point?
You're wielding guns akimbo.
That was a good perk. Unfortunately, it just was a pain to reload in Black Ops 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Italian coach is doing good. And there is the guy who went from coaching, I don't know, like Polish national team to coaching Napoli. Oh, dude, I can't wait to see who Napoli hire. Like, actually, it's going to be hilarious. There's rumors of Conte being going to Napoli. It's like, please, please, please let it happen. Fucking please. I want to see fucking Conte whining by November that he doesn't have enough players, that he doesn't have enough funds, that he needs a new striker because this one is not listening to him. Ah, it's going to be glorious. So Lukaku's leaving. Roma is not naming him. Everyone's
Dybala is leaving that. Also. Bye.
Yeah, I'm not too. Here's the thing. I'm about to mansplain again. When you have Dybala and Lukaku on the pitch, I feel like most of our players just don't care to play because they're like, dude, I don't need to put in 120% effort because we have those two guys who are so fucking good. I've seen them in training. You know what they can do? They can rip you apart. And then they just don't play too good because they know that those two guys can solve the games by themselves. So I don't want that. I don't want to have that on my team. We need to build something, and then we're not building anything because people don't care to try. We have Dybala who can solve the games. And guess what? Dybala can get injured so fucking easily, and he's been playing way too many minutes for his standards. So he's probably kind of playing either fatigued or kind of injured. And yeah, I don't know. It's not fun. It's just not. Why do you want Dybala gone? Why do you want Lukaku gone? Tell me. Explain this to me.
I want Lukaku gone because he's alone. Dybala's leaving because there's no Champions League. End of story.
See, that's better than my explanation, actually. Shit. I should talk less.
No comment. See? Works every time.
So yeah, I don't know. What do you think about the playoffs?
Didn't Como already get promoted?
I mean the fucking NHL playoffs, but the Bruins are about to get eliminated by the
Hurricanes. Is it game 7?
Yeah, I don't know. Hang on.
I don't know. I don't follow hockey.
No, it's 3-2, and the game is tomorrow.
Yeah, Florida leads 3-2. Yeah, Panthers are advancing, so I don't care. I don't follow hockey, so I have no dog in the fight.
See, I have to, because not only does the best Czech player play for the Bruins, but also half of
Brad Marchand's Czech.
Religious
about Brad hockey. Martian just sounds like a common prog name.
Even you'd be surprised. Yeah, I don't know. The half this country is just wearing Bruins jerseys, and I'm like, you know, I have a Bruins jersey at home, but this is kind of cringe because I had a Milan Lucic jersey. I just find it hilarious that they lost the first two games. Like Bruins broke multiple records last year for like during the regular season, and they got bounced in the first round. I think it was either Florida Panthers or Carolina Hurricanes that bounced him. I can't.
Panthers. Remember. The Panthers were like the 8th seed or something like that.
So they're about to lose to the Panthers 2 years in a row.
Yeah, the Panthers are pretty good though.
Oh my god. So yeah, Bruins were first this year again, I think. And then they finally get past the first round, and then second round, Panthers.
They almost choked a game. They had to take it to game 7 against the Leafs, as is tradition.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they still beat them. No, but I like that Bruins won game 1 5-1, and then they lost game 2 6-1, and then they lost game 3 6-2, and then they lost game 4. It's like, what the fuck? How do you go from stomping 5-1 to just going down 3-1 in the series? Terrible. Absolutely terrible. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be fun. So, yeah.
Anyway, Roma, Genoa, Sunday.
Fuck that.
What?
That's boring. I don't want to talk about Genoa. Have you been there?
Have I been there?
It's desolate.
No, I haven't been to Genoa. I think the most desolate place I've been to was the middle of the highway between Novi Sad and... what was the other place?
Belgrade?
Yeah.
Where's the other place?
Novi, yeah, Belgrade. I mean,
it's pretty fucking awesome, isn't it?
It was nice. There was a nice spot. There's like rain on the other side, and I was like watching it in the background. I'm like, that'd be cool if it came over here, and it didn't. But anyway.
The most surreal thing is like when you get a fucking work phone call in the middle of our drive in the middle of nowhere in Serbia.
And well, it was funny because he's like, you could hear the tiredness in his voice because he was just waking up. Hey, man, I'm like, dude, what's going on? It's like mid-afternoon where I'm at. Oh, where are you at? I'm on vacation. Oh, shit, I could call you back. Nope, just get it over out of the way. I don't want to talk to you again, so just do it.
What was the call again?
Work related.
Oh yeah, okay. You don't want to discuss work secrets of transportation and
it was Canada. Rules interpretation.
Yeah, that's true.
I can talk all about right. Rules, and once again, I'd be the only listener who has any idea of what I'm talking about. So.
Trends.
Twines.
Canadian.
I like twines. Canadian twines.
Yeah, my friends that you met were talking about a random dude who's like so into trains, and he like stands and watches the trains go by, and they're like, can you believe those people exist? And I just remember you telling me that there's like hundreds of those. Just see fucking every day just standing next to the tracks watching trains religiously.
Yeah, you go by them, they're like, blow the horn. I'm like, I'm not blowing the horn for a fucking 60-year-old person. If it was my nephew, sure, but not some rando.
Maybe he's at a mental level of a 4-year-old, you don't know.
Well, he likes trains, so yeah. Anyway. Good night, everybody.
Are we done?
Done.
Is the episode over? Yeah, I'm a Bologna. Do you think we're going to finish ahead of Lazio?
Roma, Genoa, and yes.
Yeah, Genoa. Alright, let's see. Roma fixtures. We play Genoa, and then we play Empoli. Lazio.
Then Milan.
Fixtures. Milan. Inter, and then Sassuolo. What needs to be said, though? So, Atalanta has 4 games remaining. So, 3 in the league. And they also have the finals. And they also just lost to... Juventus, so they're probably exhausted. So what we're trying to say here is that unfortunately there is still a chance that Roma finishes above Atalanta, because if we win our last 2 games and Atalanta loses 2, they play who? They play Fiorentina, they play Lecce, and fuck, they play Torino. So Lecce and then Leverkusen. And then Torino, and then Fiorentina. I don't know. I'm not sure that we're out of the Champions League picture yet, because I can totally see Atlanta just drawing three games in a row.
Yes, but we have to win all three.
Two. We only have two games.
We have to win the rest of our games outright.
Yeah. We don't have to beat Milan. It's fine. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll just do it for the fun of it.
Yep.
Can you stop trying to end the episode?
There's nothing else to talk about other than, like, our feelings, and I don't want to talk about my feelings. Fighting for my rights, stalking out, it's like guerrilla warfare. Now I plan assassinations because the Western nation keeps us in ghettos like an urban reservation. I'll attack your red dawn, no time remaining on point. Military missionaries, how I vary. My mind is scary, preparations from crime. One time, feel me rain, so feel me rain. Black rain, black rain, Citizen Kane. Talking black rain, black rain, black rain. Peace to in the game, black rain, black rain. Through the struggles and the strain, black rain, black rain. Elements of mine, so feel the rain from behind, black rain, black rain. Peace to in the game, black rain, black rain. Through the struggles and the strain, black rain.